Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, all right here Eastern Time. Shut up. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, our latest radio station signal. We need to keep adding more and more signals to handle the heavy load of all of the listeners that we have. So it's 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. So there's that. All right, fine. So, on the Facebook live stream. That's right. How you doing? For our Dimitri graffiti segment coming up in about 5 or so minutes, we are going to have to end the Facebook live stream because Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri graffiti because of royalty issues with the music that we play. But here, long story short, and then we're going to get back to this woman with the gambling thing here. Dimitri graffiti rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local laws. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio Line, 740-325-1490. Make that one of your favorites in your phone. 740-325-1490. Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. You can follow my exploits on my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's. The last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Asilaris, but you add a V. There are a lot of fake accounts because, amazingly, the show is so popular and I've developed quite a following. I'm still amazed that I even say this. Look for the one that has more than 7,000 followers. The last time I checked, 7,500 or 600. The numbers keep growing. It's insane. Follow, of course, be one of my followers, if you would, please. Also, the Facebook live stream, or excuse me, the Facebook Big Willie 105.5 page. We have lots of really interesting things there, including the response to the Cassidy Law letter that I received. I shared that with you yesterday. If you did not hear it, you can actually see the letter that I sent back through their website to Cassidy Law, essentially telling them, forget it. You're not going to intimidate me into turning over my sources and intimidate me from talking about a public figure who is the administrator of the village of Shadyside and Erica Tamborin. So you can read all of that as well there for you. So by all means, follow both the Dimitri profile page and also the Big Willie 105.5 page. Lots and lots of activity. Some of the people who follow me hate me. Not only are they politically on the left and far left, but they just, some of them absolutely hate me. And I don't know why, because I've never done anything. I don't interact with people who leave comments. It's not like I'm a troll or I'm goading them or anything like that. I don't do that. Check for yourself if you don't believe me. Just go to my Facebook profile page. You'll see for yourself. But they're just like obsessed. And I don't know why, because I'm not a remarkable person. I have not done anything noteworthy, good or bad in my life other than, you know, the Hillsborough County thing. But I do have some of these people who are just, like, insane. There are others who I actually like as human beings, who I trust as human beings, who I've interacted with, even had here in my studio. People like a Butch Maxwell, who I've always liked, even though he's, you know, politically very left. Ken Seibert, who I've always liked, even though he, you know, again, has his own liberal agenda. And many others who are very nice, good, decent people, Grace Hoffman and some of the others, but they're very far left, but they're good, decent people. Let me give an example here. I'm so disappointed with them regarding this Jimmy Kimmel thing. Ken Seibert, again, a very good guy who I do genuinely like. He posted this thing about breaking. Jimmy Kimmel announces that Gavin Newsom will be tomorrow night's return to the air guest. That means tonight. And Ken Seibert writes, well, I wonder what they will be talking about. And then there's an emoji. Well, I think we can all guess. But one of his comments on my post, Ken Seibert, was, Kimmel's a comedian. If Trump offended by jokes, if he's insecure, he shouldn't be in any office. Comedians have made jokes about the president for years. Most of them ignore the jokes. Trump is a joke and not a funny one. And this is Ken Seibert, who, quite frankly, is a very nice guy. But I was so disappointed with this comment. And frankly, I was so disappointed by the good, decent people on the left who stood up for Jimmy Kimmel, but did not stand up for me when I was targeted by some miserable misfits who were trying to not only silence me, but to destroy my career and my business. Ken Seibert, Bruce Maxwell, and so many others, good, decent people here in the Valley, they had absolutely no problems watching the left try to get me off of the air, to ruin my career and to ruin my business. They sat by and did not lift a finger. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't all quietly cheering them on. But now regarding Jimmy Kimmel, oh, this is a First Amendment issue and we shouldn't have this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other, whatever. I wonder if they felt the same way when the Obama administration got Roseanne Barr fired from her ABC hit show, all because Roseanne Barr had one meme about a person in the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett, and equating her with a character on Planet of the Apes. It's amazing how the left, and some of these, most of them, frankly, are very good, decent people. But when it comes to their political ideology, friendships and just basic common decency mean nothing to them. Nothing. I'm Exhibit A. I'm Exhibit A for all of this. And maybe tomorrow or maybe next week, I'll tell you the rest of the story. And it's one hell of a story here in the Valley where these miserable Marxist misfits started a campaign to do to me what supposedly was done to Jimmy Kimmel. And no one on the left had any kind of a problem with that here in the Valley. Even the Ken Seiberts and the Bruce Maxwells and all the other good, decent human beings, and there are a lot of them on the left. But they had no problem just sitting back, hoping that I would lose my job, I would lose my career, I would be ruined financially, my business ruined financially. They had no problem with that. Dimitri Graffiti coming up, only on the radio side. Here we go.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
It's Dimitri Graffiti. The rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio Line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
No, you talk to me right here. I'm big, really, man.
Dimitri Graffiti.
It's the hillbilly. I'm out here crisscrossing the highways and the byways, and I still think Mr. Deep Pockets needs to bring back Jamboree to Hills.
Debater Graffiti.
Hello, Dimitri. This is Erica Tambourine. And I just want to say I love your show. Thank you.
Debater Graffiti.
Apple supports 3 million Chinese while the billionaires of Silicon Valley rake in the profits.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
The Major Graffiti. Major Graffiti.
You know something, me and Gene? All the whole community out to Wild Wild right here. Oh, 100.5, brother. I'm Big Willie. Oh, what you gonna do when the Hulk's going wild? Major Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The
lakes of Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.